Yesterday, we had kind of our internet was down in the early going, and it tied into the phone lines, and so we were not able to connect on best 5 minutes of the day with Jason Kantz, who rejoins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. I sat here with bated breath, waiting, and we just couldn't connect. So.
I've told you, when you have bated breath, you need to brush your teeth and use mouthwash, so.
Yes.
Well, you know, we've got this funny...
I'm glad we're talking this morning.
We've got this funny deal, and I think it's going to be okay to mention this, and if not, just throw a flag at me or blow a whistle or something. But so we had an event last night, and you've got an event coming up, and we probably both would have liked to have been at each other's events, but you weren't at ours, and the Teamwork Africa event went fine. Probably a crowd of around 100 or maybe under that. I don't know, but, you know, in the spirit of Leviticus 26:8, which I don't know the exact context, but people say it says 5 will chase 100, 100 will chase 10,000. Sufficient funds both before the event and during, and then even anticipating some maybe to still come in after. So Peggy came away encouraged and blessed and onward and upward for Teamwork Africa. So that was good news. On the other end,
awesome.
You've got some things going on with Letters to the Beloved, at least. I know it's more private, but having to do with celebrating the release of the book. And it collides with something on my calendar.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I actually debated, should we just move it just for Mark? Because you've been such an encouragement in regard to the book. And maybe you and I need to do like a private screening or something like that. You know, it's... but again, it's been building for a while, and we just were like, you know what? We have to plan an event. Let's just throw out a day. And unfortunately, it has conflicted with your calendar. So
yeah, I'll just specify. I mean, my in-laws, and they were there last night at Peace Church in Eau Claire for Teamwork Africa. Their oldest of three kids, Peggy, executive director of this ministry, turning 10 years old, impacting Liberia, West Africa. And they coming up here in about a week, they'll have been married for 50 years. And so it just so happened we're going to celebrate, I think, on the actual day, the 23rd. And so instead it got shifted to the afternoon of the 24th, which collides, unfortunately, with your event. So anyhow.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So, yes. But didn't want, you know, I'm like, hey, I love them. I want to go to their deal, but I've totally loved to be at yours. Well, it's a crazy.
I mean, it's not like it's a big, I was going to say, it's not like it's a landmark anniversary for them. So.
Yeah, right. Just 50 years, that's all. Yeah, it's amazing how 25 years can go by. I mean, I was at a friend's wedding in 96, and you know, a lot of October anniversaries. And lo and behold, I'm like, wow, you know, Eric and Reggie just celebrated Regina, and she's from the Durand area, just celebrated 25 years. And it just, you know, when you look back on things, right, it just flies by. I mean, you and Heather, how many years now?
And this coming year is 25.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
So
yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think we could use, if you got your notes from the upper room handy, I think we could use a devotion out of there. I think we're on John 16:6.
Sure.
I think we could use that heading into the weekend. What do you say?
Sure. That sounds good. So John 16:6 says, "But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. How would you feel if your best friend, your teacher, and the one upon whom you had placed all of your hopes told you he was leaving? What would you think if you'd given up everything for someone and he was departing? Would you be afraid, confused, or perhaps angry? All of those would be valid feelings. When Jesus looked at his brothers, he likely saw downcast eyes, crossed arms, and perhaps tears. He acknowledged their feelings. He had not told them nor shown them how his departure was actually good news, and their sadness was appropriate. Too often we minimize or negate others' emotions. We don't want them to feel sad, so we tell them to cheer up. When we do that, we not only communicate that their feelings are not valid, we can also add shame to the mix. Rather than minimizing others' experiences, acknowledge their feelings and be with them." So, yeah, so that kind of resonates even with recent conversations I've had. You know, I think I'm someone who doesn't necessarily like as much as I talk about emotions, I don't really like to press into my own difficult emotions at times. And so it's a constant chore for me and to wrestle with confusion and uncertainty and sadness and anger and all of those things.
Well, and maybe a good way to close on that is let's close with your prayer that you have at the end of each of these devotions, too. But,
sure.
I mean, Chuck DeGroat, who you think so highly of in terms of has helped you with wholeheartedness, sharing, kind of revealing in his own life with a Facebook post yesterday, which basically, to sum it up, is the idea of doing the deep inner work. And it was this idea that as he was seeing a counselor and expressing things that bothered him about other people, the counselor said, press into that in terms of yourself, right? And and the implications of that. And he said that's the hardest work he ever did. And I think that inner work for everybody as we head into the weekend, maybe be saying, hey, what's the inner work I need to do about me, right?
Right, right. Precisely. And I would echo what he is saying. I think I feel that deeply as well, the tendency to externalize and see those pathologies or issues in others when often they center right in the middle of my own heart.
So. Yeah, that is something. So, all right, and your closing prayer for this devotion today?
Yeah, so it says, Jesus, thank you for creating me with emotions. Feelings are not evil or bad, they simply are. Help me to trust that you welcome my emotions, regardless of their color, intensity, or hue.
All right. So since we couldn't make each other's events, we can. How about breakfast tomorrow?
So here's the thing.
Oh,
I'm
no.
going to my dad's house today.
Oh yeah, his birthday.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, you swing and you miss. Sometimes you hit. So have a safe trip, and we'll talk to you soon. Jason Kahn's got the big release, Letters to the Beloved, coming up October 25th. Hey, it's time for a wake-up call, WWIB, as we head to Mission, Texas by phone. And we've got Kathy on the line this morning, Kathy Casillas in Mission, Texas. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being a good sport and going on the air with us here on WWIB. Now, is today your birthday?
Actually, tomorrow's my birthday.
Okay. Are you going to tell us you gonna tell us how old you're turning?
70.
70, huh? The big 7-0. All right. Well, congratulations for that. Fantastic. And now, Cassie Ender is your daughter, and she lives here in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. How many kids do you have?
I have three stepchildren. Uh-huh. Wonderful. Children and three of my own. Cassie is one of those.
Okay, fantastic. And grandkids, how many?
I have five grandkids all together.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And where do they live? Obviously, the ones here in Wisconsin.
Yes. Cassie has most of them.
Five. Well, I'll tell you, she and Cody, her husband. Who put us up to these shenanigans, they had two of their young ones, I think probably their two youngest, with them at our Teamwork Africa event last night at Peace Church in Eau Claire. So they were well-behaved, I'll let you know, okay? You'll be glad of that.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, fantastic. Cody and Cassie, a wonderful couple, and I think in the last, they've been down to see you down there in Mission, Texas, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's October Connect Month. Our goal is 499 connections from you, our great WIB listeners, be it the talk and text line, where the question of the morning is, who makes the best cheese curds? You can write us a letter at 2396 Halley Road, Chippewa Falls, 54729. You can call us. You can stop by and see us. You can message us on Facebook. We've got a unique one here, though. Cody is a very active listener, and he's on the line with us this morning. Cody. Good morning.
Morning. Morning.
You asked us if you could have maybe just a moment or two to express your October Connect, right?
Yeah, yes.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, WIB has been a huge part of my life the last several years, and most recently this year, as I've been going through a lot of changes, health changes, with my knee and Lyme disease, and just trying to continue to work and provide for my family, within work restrictions, but Wib has been a huge part of that because I believe my place of work is certainly a battlefield, and I am there on the front line trying to share and spread the love of Jesus Christ through the gospel here on the radio station. So it's been a huge part of my life, and it's helped motivate me to continue working and being that light in the darkness. So,
Cody, have there been any particular songs or programs in the last year that God has particularly used from WWIB to bless you and encourage you just when you needed it?
I would have to say probably the one that's hit the most was Good God Almighty from Crowder. That one, every time that one played on the air, I definitely would turn it off and I would sing along and sometimes get a few looks here and there, but it never bothered me because I was enjoying the music and definitely, you know, just declaring that it is Good God Almighty that is keeping me there. So,
See, if we would have played Know the Listener, and I would have had a chance to guess. I was going to guess Nobody by Casting Crowns, but okay, that's a great song by Crowder you chose.
That was a good one too. That one was really good year before.
Yeah. Okay.
Actually, more
I'm a year
2019.
Behind.
So
that's me, a day late and a dollar short. Yeah. Well, fantastic, Cody. We love having you as a listener. You're so active. You take advantage of that talk and text line, and we encourage others to. You showed up at the Teamwork Africa event with your wife, Cassie, and your two young ones last night. We appreciate it. You had us do a wake-up call to your mother-in-law in Texas today. So you get involved with the station, and we're really grateful. So thanks so much.
Yes, yeah, so much. I definitely am blessed to be a part of this family because we are indeed family.
There you go.
Thank you, Cody, for making your October Connect live on the Wib Wake Up Show. And yes, my friend, we've got this song for you. Sing aloud, Cody. Sing aloud. Crowder, Good God Almighty, WWIB.
And Chris in Eau Claire making his Connect by giving us a call at 723-2555. Weighing in on the question of the morning, who makes the best cheese curds? He takes us to the other side of the state, Greg's Bar and Grill. Greg's in Adele, Wisconsin. I knew the musical artist Adele was making a comeback, but I didn't know she had her own town. It's near Sheboygan. He says they're the very best kind of a lemon pepper on the outside, so he likes them.
Let us know where we can find the best cheese curds. It is National Cheese Curd Day, and we're celebrating with vim and vigor here in the great state of Wisconsin. Wib Wake Up Show Facebook page or 715-396-1670. It is that time, friends. It is that time where we bring you and catch you up to date on everything you might have missed in news, sports, politics, and pop culture in the last week. We know you're busy, so we help you out. We bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. It's called Headlines. Here we go.
The reviews for the latest Bond film, No Time to Die, are mostly positive. The film is 2 hours, 43 minutes.
No, I don't want to spoil it, but an action movie that long means the villain is Thanos.
Yeah.
You probably heard William Shatner and three others went to space on Jeff Bezos' rocket ship this week. Upon landing, they received commemorative pins.
And a $10 Amazon gift card.
Generous.
Wow. Hey, starting last Monday, club owners in Italy were allowed to take down their dancing forbidden signs after the Italian government said that it would lift one of the country's last COVID restrictions.
The exception is that guy named Tony. They've seen him dance and he's still forbidden.
Mm.
A study determined that the benefits of exercise begin to fade after 10 days.
Now, most people understand that to mean that they should maintain their daily workout schedule. I understand it to mean I only have to exercise once every 9 days.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. A study says that trans fat found in many snacks may damage your memory.
Did I just eat one entire package of Oreos or two?
Mm.
Yes, 90-year-old William Shatner went into space this week.
Yeah, he wasn't driving, so the turn signal wasn't left on.
And finally,
a study found the average person lies 4 times a day.
Which means most of us are too honest to be politicians.
Oh,
those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. It's that time of week 10 before 9. We'll still try and squeeze in a couple more tunes, but first, Alvo puts this together every week. It's the best of the week, Alvo. It's things that folks might have missed if they haven't checked out the podcast or been able to listen every day, or maybe it's just things that we forgot about because it was back on Monday
I know,
or Tuesday.
It is. Yeah, there's some things going back to Monday that go, wow, that was a long time ago. It's a little shorter. The last couple weeks have been around 5 minutes. It's 3.5. You and I both dearly miss Susan. We're looking forward to her return, Lord willing, on Monday. But this is the best from our week together here.
36-yard attempt. Crosby, 3 for 3 today. And this one is no good.
You know what, Halvo? I don't know if you know about this, my routine, but I do 10 sit-ups every morning.
Good job.
It might not sound like much, but there are only so many times you can hit the snooze button.
I like it.
For the lead from 57 yards away. McPherson's kick is off the upright. No good.
I went to church potluck yesterday, and we're sitting there, and I'm like, hey, how do you guys feel about candy corn?
Uh-huh.
And people just like, out, just these wild
strong feelings.
Uh-huh. We're coming out of the woodwork.
Like, yeah.
People were getting very upset. Mostly, I would say mostly negative. It was like all of a sudden this impromptu power ranking of like Halloween candy started to happen.
Yeah.
One guy rocks up, just starts screaming Reese's Pieces for no reason. You know, I was like, I think that candy corn is pretty popular in Wisconsin. I was talking to my friend in Wisconsin. They said they all love it. Yeah. And she goes, if it's so popular, why is it on the clearance rack at CVS in December?
Yeah.
You know, and she's like, they're selling it at the checkout line at TJ Maxx in February because nobody wants it. They just keep throwing it down the line.
From the left hash, Crosby, 3-for-4 this afternoon. His kick from 51 yards out.
No good.
It's no good.
I mentioned having done fast food a little bit back in the day. And also, twice pizza delivery. I did it for Domino's. Way back, I still remember Super Bowl Sunday in the 80s. And here's the thing. Even back then, my boss was taping the game. And I happened to mention the score. And I still remember, yes, that was not, like, I didn't know.
You were not his favorite employee.
I didn't know he was taping the game.
Kickers are combined 0-for-3 down the stretch. And here we are in sudden death. 10 minutes. Tied at 22.
Space, the final frontier.
I mean, hopefully not the really final frontier for William Shatner. He's 90.
49-yard attempt for the win. McPherson's kick is off the upright.
So they put a whole bunch of ice cream, and then they put soda in there. You get maybe 3 sucks out of it, and you're stuck with ice cream, and they give you a spoon for that. But I'm not 2.5. I don't want the ice cream. I want to be able to suck it all the way through. All the way through. Okay, all the way through so that I can have a drink. I don't want to have a straw. That's not. I want to a root beer float, which means root beer comes first before the float.
Rogers looking. Now he throws, and it is Randall Cobb who makes the catch at the Cincinnati 31-yard line.
What do you call a wreath made of $100 bills?
I don't know.
Aretha Franklin's.
For the win. From the left hash. 2 minutes remaining in overtime. Crosby's kick, this time, is good. From goat to hero, Crosby wins it in overtime for the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, the best of the week.
Getting us ready for Bears-Packers Sunday at noon in Chicago. How about the Badgers facing that tough Army running attack tomorrow night at 7 at Camp Randall's?
There you go.